Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 322.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 322. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Is everyone recovering? Are you recovering? Right? Are you off the ground yet? Are you out of the food coma that was Thanksgiving? Are you out of the pandemonium of your shopping spree? You know, what did you guys get? I'm curious. Hopefully you picked up a Jazz Piano School lifetime membership, or you entered the live program. I'm just kidding, but also not. But yeah, I mean, Black Friday was fun. Black Friday is always fun. I definitely knocked off a lot of items on my list. Had to get a bed for the guest bedroom that my future wife wants us to put together for in-laws and guests coming in out of town. It has been my second office of sorts, which, you know, was a That was a fun conversation when she wanted to turn that room into a bedroom, you know, not my second office, but who are we kidding? Why do I need two offices, right? Happy wife, happy life. That's what they say. So I adhered. I don't know what the right word is there. I followed her orders, her directions, and we got a bed, so that was fun. That was my Black Friday target list. I had some furniture. I had a lot of kind of fun little quirky lights and things like. Anyway, Black Friday is super fun. That's over. But we are on to holidays. Holidays. There's so much going on. I love the holidays. I love December in general. It just gives me like a fun. It's so hopeful. Like, I love looking forward to the new year. No matter what, it just like, I guess it's, I don't know. It feels like a clean slate, you know, no matter how bad it's been. It just feels like a reset. It feels like the new year can always bring new hope, you know, new life, new opportunity, change to make things better or different in your life, a new start, new goals, new motivation, new discipline, new set of habits, right? New connections, new family. New loved ones, who knows, whatever. New jazz piano skills, new jazz piano progress. So the holidays are great. I have a couple things to say to you. I don't want to be too long-winded here, but usually I tend to be on the podcast. If you don't want the long-winded version, again, I try to sprinkle this throughout the podcast, but you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I highly recommend you do, because one of the things I'm going to tell you right now is that in December, I have a tradition of going live on YouTube to do a series of live events that are all about planning for 2024. And over the past couple of years, these have gained a lot of popularity. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's keep doing this, I guess. So I tend to do a live stream on YouTube of how to plan for 2024. And it's about 3 to 4 sessions, I think. I don't remember. But you'll definitely want to go to YouTube, subscribe to that. Definitely get on the email list. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com and download anything and you'll be on the email list. I forget our actual email list URL. I think it's just email-list, but I'm checking that right now. I don't even know if that's right. I should know this, right? It's my own business. No, that's not it. Anyway, you can go to any blog post or podcast, and at the bottom, there is a little opt-in there if you're not on the email list to do that. We also have the holiday promotions running right now. So if you are interested in picking up discounts on any individual course, so the holiday discounts are much on a smaller, I shouldn't say smaller, but we have smaller options available for people. If you missed the Black Friday option, that's okay. My Live Accelerator program is still available for enrollment. And what that is it starts in January. And if you're really looking to make some serious progress in your jazz piano playing in 2024, my live program is taught by myself and my staff. And this is done outside of the Jazz Piano School membership area. Now, the Jazz Piano School 4.0 membership area, which was released on Black Friday, is a fully like self-study course area along with a lot of other goodies. Obviously, we do YouTube live streams and things like that. But my accelerator program is exactly as the name says. It was built by myself to give students more access to me, more direct access, where you can literally have conversations with myself. You can have conversations with the teachers. You get 24/7 support. Essentially, it was built to 10x your progress, right? One of the most major pitfalls I see that happens with people that join the program is they simply don't use the material or the education. If you go through my education and you do what I say, then you're going to make a ton of progress. I was going to say a bad word, and then I realized my podcast is some little kids listen to this. But not that bad, right? The CRAP. But you're going to make a ton of progress. But unfortunately, life gets in the way. And one of the most difficult things to overcome in life for myself, for anyone, is accountability. It's accountability and perspective from an outside point of view. This is the reason that high-performing athletes, coaches, people of any kind, teachers, businessmen, people, they all have coaches and mentors that are looking and coaching them and mentoring them from the outside in, right? LeBron James, all these high-performing athletes, they always have coaches because they can see things that we can simply not, because we are inside the bottle. You can't read the label when you're inside the bottle, right? We're trying to pursue our craft. We're trying to get better. We just can't see things from the outside. And that's why I created this accelerator program, so that you could have eyes on your playing, so you can engage with myself. This is the only way I teach anymore, by the way. This is the only way that I teach anymore is through my live programs. My current mastermind program is full. It's capped at 10 people. I have 10 people in my mastermind program. That'll probably be open again later in 2024. The 9-month program ends in June, and then I'll probably restart again later in the year. So if you are interested in my mastermind program, it's a 9-month commitment. Okay, so if you want to work with me very, very individually, there's no other instructors involved. You get me total access all the time, every single week, all the time. I do all your lessons plans. I do all the teaching. I do everything. So you only get me. You get the head honcho, right, of Jazz Piano School. That's my mastermind program. That's full now, though, and it'll be reopening. So I'd highly encourage you to get on the waiting list there if you are interested in applying for that. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com. Underneath live programs, there's a tab for mastermind. You can submit your email and application, things like that. But this accelerator program is open right now. And like I was saying, it's a live program. It can help you immensely. I've never seen students make so much progress. And it's one of the reasons that I tend to keep doing this over and over and over again, is to help these students make so much progress. And everyone's so grateful, and like I'm so grateful, everyone's so supportive, and I'm grateful for them and the work they put in, and it's just so inspiring to me to see them work so hard, and all of them work so hard, and it's just everyone's helping each other. It's a really heartwarming experience, and I love it to death. I mean, I love what I do. Like, I don't know, hopefully the energy that I bring to the podcast, you might think it's like studio energy, or like some sort of like TV, like a face of the podcast. And then I get off and I'm not like this. One of my accelerator students said it. They were like, I've listened to your podcast so many times and like your YouTube, and I've been on live streams. He's like, when I got into the accelerator program, I wasn't sure what to expect, but they were like, you are the exact same. He's like, your energy level is the same all the time. It's like, this is just you as a person, isn't it? I'm like, yep, this is just me. What you see is what you get. So, and it's because I'm so passionate about this. Like, I love this. I've been working at this for 10 years and I have no plans to stop. JPS will continue. I've just released JPS 4.0. I'm going to continuously upgrade Jazz Piano School. We are building an app. or we're making it. My goal has always been to provide the best quality education and help students as best I possibly can with a systemized, organized, and structured education system, because that's what I didn't receive. And I feel like the education world is missing that. Students are missing that. What a lot of you get a lot of the times is a lot of watered down generalized statements that really tend to lead you nowhere. And that's very frustrating, especially when you're investing lots and lots of money into your private lessons, your, you know, whatever it is out there that you buy or you invest your own hard-earned money in, right? You should get some very systematic feedback that's going to give you a step-by-step kind of like, here's what you got to do next. Here's where you are. This is what you need to practice. No, you don't need that. You need this. Go do that. I want to give you actionable items that you can put into action, right? And to get better and see fast results. That's my whole goal. That's why I created Jazz Piano School. Anyway, if you are interested in the live program, the option is on the holiday page. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday and you can see the option there for more info, and you can learn about it if you are interested in that. But it is capped. That is capped at 20 students. So again, if you're looking to join Jazz Piano School, you just want access to the membership area, or you just want a one-off course, all of that you'll see on that page as well. But if you are interested in the program, I highly recommend you check that out sooner rather than later, because again, this tends to fill up pretty quickly. I've done this multiple times now. I mean, two accelerator programs and a mastermind program. So I kind of can expect what the enrollment rate and speed is of when I release the programs. The first time I did it, I had no idea. And now I kind of know it. Yeah, it goes pretty fast. So anyway, just take action again. Try not to wait on that because it doesn't hang around that long. What else? Yeah, so these planning sessions on YouTube are really, really fun. They're completely free to everyone. You can go on YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. Again, get on the email list. You'll all send out the planning sessions to everyone. And you can attend, and they're all free. And I go deep into the steps and goals and action items and how to really break down and help you create a plan for 2024. Like what I'm going to do in these sessions is help you create a plan of exactly what you should be practicing, what you should be focusing on from a day to day, week to week, month to month basis. And then you're going to reassess every quarter based on what your goal is. And again, you can create a plan for the whole year of 2024, completely free. Without Jazz Piano School, if you want to tackle it on your own, I don't recommend you do that because it's quite difficult coming from a guy who tried to learn jazz piano on his own for like 15 plus years and having a really, really hard time and dropping thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you do want to do that, power to you. Honestly, you can still make a lot of progress because I am going to be providing information that I always wanted in my journey that I never received. And that's exactly why I do these live streams, to help you, if you do want to take it on your own and tackle it on your own, help you make as much progress as humanly possible, right? Without having to invest any money. That has always been my primary goal. And that is my vision. That's my goal for these live streams. So that'll be throughout the month of December. Again, if you're interested in looking at our holiday promotions, just go to jazzpianoschool.com/holiday. That'll be open all the way through New Year's. What else? My goodness. There's just so much going on. Hopefully things slow down. I should say hopefully, but the new community inside of Jazz Piano School is going so awesome. I couldn't even imagine this. I mean, it's beautiful newsfeed, forums, discussions, member connections or messaging with people. People are posting their videos, their wins, assignments. Like, it's just the coolest thing ever. Like, I love seeing all the students come together and support each other and ask questions and get help from each other. Like, the saying better together truly is an accurate statement. Like, when you build a community that is supportive and helps each other, it leads to inspiration and motivation and success and mental health. It leads to mental well-being in your pursuit of this amazing gift, jazz piano music, right? And as I've kept saying, it's kind of been a theme over the last couple months as I've been building the community. One of the reasons that I was so passionate about building the community is because no matter how much education I give you, if you're on this journey alone and you're by yourself and you're practicing, guess what? Your mind is going to completely self-sabotage. It's going to self-sabotage yourself. And it will, I promise you, because this happens to me, it happens to everyone, no matter how mentally strong you are, it'll at some point, it'll start to waver. It'll start to crack. And it'll start to say, you're not good enough. You can't do this. Why are you even trying? Just give up now. Stop. Right? How can you not learn this? How can you not be able to still play this after 1 month, after 6 months, after 2 years, you still can't do this? What are you doing? Ha, ha, ha. This is what your mind says. And without being able to see and understand and relate and hear and listen to the stories of other students around you and see that it's not you, you are not the issue. You are not the problem, right? All students are on a shared journey. And the students uplift you. They motivate you by sharing their own pitfalls and what they've done to overcome these things. And that in turn gives you hope because it's like, oh, if John Doe did it, this is what they did to get over that. Okay, I'm going to try that. And I can probably use that to get over what I'm struggling with now too. You see that? So no amount of education, no matter who you are, if you are in isolation, right? This is why that's one of those most torturous things that they do in prisons, isolation, right? What happens in isolation? People start to go crazy. You start to go crazy, right? When you're not surrounded by engagement, connection, support, love, you start to go crazy. And so this is what happens, you know, obviously not to those extremes, but in a different way. It can drive you crazy. It can be infuriating, right? Frustrating, discouraging. I get it because I've gone through it. And this is one of the reasons I built my main focus now is on this loving, supportive, motivating, inspiring community of Jazz Piano School members that you can be vulnerable with, you can open up to, you can share your difficulties, you can share your struggles, you can ask questions of, and the staff, myself, the community will respond to you and really raise you up and allow you to feel that you are worthy of this beautiful gift of music and you're worthy of continuing forward. Because every single person that's on the pursuit to play jazz piano can share their gift and has the ability to share their gift of music and should be sharing their gift of music with others. No matter how beginner you are, music is the most beautiful gift in the world. And I promise you, there's other people who do not play music at all, have ever touched an instrument, and they would be absolutely floored and moved and touched in their soul to the depths of their bones by the simplest thing that you might think is awful, right? But to them, it could change their life. It could literally change their life. And you have no idea, right? So as we view ourselves, we're obviously the hardest critic on our own performance, our own playing. But when you play for others and you share your gift of music, no matter how simple it is, like if you played Mary Had a Little Lamb or Twinkle or One Jazz Chord, that sound, that effect, that spice could transport that person back to their childhood, back to a fond memory, and it could open them up. And it could allow light to come into their life, and they could be picked up out of some darkness that they have been struggling with for years. Okay, I'm being dramatic, but you never know. You never know, and that's the point, unless you try and you share your gift, okay? Even that's if that's for yourself, you may be doing it for self-healing purposes, and that's totally awesome as well. All right, I'm getting all deep. Let me grab my tissues here. Whew, okay. So lots of stuff going on here. Love it, love it, love it. We got 2024 around the corner. The Live Accelerator program is going to start in January. Great time to get picked up. In this particular podcast, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be laying out, this is a fantastic podcast, 10 benchmarks that are going to tell you exactly what you need to work on in order to reach that benchmark and get better and start to make super fast progress. Because when you know exactly where you are on a map, guess what happens? You can plan a route to your next destination. Say that again. When you know where you are on the map, you can plan how you're going to get from where you are to where you want to go. But guess what happens when you don't know where you are? How can you plan your route to get to your next destination? You can't, because you don't know where you are on the map. You don't know where you are in that current space and time that you are in. So you don't know which direction you need to go in. You don't know what you need. You don't know how to get there. And guess what? You never make any progress. Okay? So it's not just about moving forward as fast as you can. It's not just about learning as much as you possibly can. Because trust me, you can do that. In this day and age, 2023, 2024, you can learn as much as you possibly can for free. For free. But that's not what I provide. That's not what Jazz Piano School provides. That's not what a good teacher, a good educator provides for you. What I provide for you is your ability to assess where you're at and say, okay, I'm here. This is where I'm at. This is my goal. And this is how I'm going to get there. And that's exactly what these benchmarks are going to do for you. Now, I'm going to show you where you're at on the map. That's what this podcast is going to do for you. But I'm not going to tell you how to get to your destination. That is going to happen in the planning sessions, okay? That is going to happen inside of Jazz Piano School in my Live Accelerator program and Jazz Piano School 4.0 membership area. That is how you get to your destination. What I'm doing here is showing you where you're at, though. Does that make sense? Which is, hopefully you understand, is almost more important than moving forward, I would argue. Knowing where you are right now is the very first top priority of your planning stage. You got to find out where you're at, because then you can start to move forward, okay? JazzPianoSchool.com/holiday. View all the courses, programs, information, and go subscribe on YouTube and get on the email list to get access to the free planning sessions. Here we go. Here's the podcast. All right, here we go. The 10 benchmark assessments that you need to know in order to prepare yourself for 2024. Assess yourself and prepare yourself. These are going to be broken down into three categories, three goals that the average jazz pianist aspires to accomplish, from easiest to hardest. Goal number one is how to play in a band, right? They want to be able to play in a band or accompany a vocalist or instrumentalist. Goal number two, solo piano. Goal number three, improvisation. Improvisation is the hardest. It requires the most technique, the most knowledge, and the most practice. Here we go. Goal number one, how to play in a band, how to accompany a vocalist, instrumentalist, all that good jazz. Benchmark number one, utilizing your rootless voicings down in the lower end of the piano. Okay. So what the benchmark test here is going to be is that you want to be able to comp with your rootless voicings in the low end of the piano. I call this zone one, through any tune, really at any speed. So all the things you are. Right, doesn't matter. If I were a bell. Right, doesn't matter. And you could practice with your 2-5-1s as well, but you should be able to open up to any tune, comp in zone one, which is right hand rootless voicings, left hand bass notes, really with ease. So if you can't do that, then the rest of the zones, by my standards, my philosophies, are off limits for you, okay? This is going to be the first one that you want to tackle, because it's going to lead you up the piano in the different zones that I teach to progress as far as goal number one goes, how to play in a band, how to accompany a vocalist. Now, zone number two is going to be your next benchmark test.
Zone number two is going to be the addition of 1 and 7, just one note in our left hand. So instead of a 2-5-1 being this to this, right, just single note bass notes, we're going to have 1 and 7 now, going to 1 and 3 or 1 and 10. Usually I would use 1 and 3, going to 1 and 7. Okay, that's the next benchmark. So again, you should be able to comp through any tune using this particular strategy isolated by itself. All right, here's Have You Met Miss Jones. I'm not using anything else. I'm not using any fancy voicings. I'm just using all basic standard rootless voicings with rhythms and comping through the tune. That's essentially your next benchmark, to be able to open up to any tune and comp through it utilizing rootless voicings. Now for ballads, this doesn't change either. If I were to play My Romance, which I'll use later, again, we're still gonna use variations of this. That's how I'm comping. Right hand rootless voicings, left hand now has the addition of one note. 1 and 3 or 1 and 7 or 1 and 10, essentially, if you want to break your third into a 10th for a more lush sound, okay? Zone number three, benchmark number three, is going to be your drop twos in the mid to high register range of the piano. Now, everyone wants to work on the drop twos. I get it. They're very popular. They're that shiny gem because Bill Evans used these to the extreme beautifully. But they are one of the most difficult things to learn, so I never recommend that my students start with those. In my live programs, I always work through the zones in a systematic teaching way. But your next benchmark for zone three, if you can do zone one and you can do zone two, is going to be zone three. This is going to be able to comp through a tune using just drop twos. So I'm going to take my rootless voicings, just drop twos of your basic standard rootless voicings. That's it. If you can't do things simple, y'all, right, then you're not going to be able to do them advanced. So that's why we're just using basic rootless voicings. So I'm going to use my basic rootless voicing for my F major 7 here. For Have You Met Miss Jones, this is the F major 7. I'm going to drop my second note from the top. And then I'm going to continue to comp through Have You Met Miss Jones with drop twos, just like this. Right, so if I add some rhythm now, I can comp through the whole tune with no troubles, right? Going through the bridge. And flawlessly, easy. That's your benchmark number three. Okay? Excuse me. Wait, yes, three. On to benchmark number four. That's going to be drop twos. Now, benchmark number four... For goal number one, remember, we're in category of goal number one. These are the four benchmarks within goal number one, how to play in a band. If your goal is to play in a band or accompany a vocalist or instrumentalist, these are the benchmarks you want to focus on to really channel your learning and prepare you for what you're going to have to learn in 2024 to make extreme amounts of progress, okay? Benchmark number four is going to be octaves in your right hand. Now your left hand has rootless voicings. This is a great high-end texture. This is how I use the high on the piano. This is how you should use the high on the piano. I'm going to use octaves on chord tones for the most part. I'm going to move them up diatonically up and down the chord scale. My left hand will have rootless voicings. Here we go. Have You Met Miss Jones again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. right? So essentially, I'm using all octaves, and my left hand's playing rootless voicings. That's zone number four. Four different benchmarks for goal number one. If your goal is to play in a band or accompany a vocalist, these are the four assessment tests you want to test yourself on in order to see where you're at. This will also tell you what you need to learn. I'm not going to tell you what you need to learn or practice in this particular podcast episode. I'm going to be doing a series of live streams come December on planning for 2024, which are always extremely popular. I highly recommend you check them out. But these are the benchmarks you want to do before I do those live streams, because I'll teach you what to play depending upon what benchmark you are on. Let's move to goal number two, solo piano. I'm just going to be going over the ballad, and that's all I'm going to do. There's three different solo piano styles that I teach systematically: the ballad, slow swing, and medium and up tempos. The ballad, slow swing, medium, all the way to as fast as you can possibly play. Three different styles, three different approaches to solo piano. We're going to be going over the ballad today, okay? So the ballad, the first step, I'm going to be using the tune My Romance as an example. The first step is going to be able to put your shells underneath the melody. So when the melody is aligned with a chord, this is your first benchmark. When there is no melody, like on the second chord, it's the C minor, I'm just going to play shells alone. So essentially, when the melody aligns with a chord in the lead sheet, I'm going to place the shells of my chord underneath the melody. Now, the shells are the third and seventh of the chord. This is a D minor 7 chord here that I'm playing. The third and the 7 here, I'm placing those under my melody, which is the note F, and I'm harmonizing underneath the melody to create a three-note harmonization of that melody note. Check it out again. Melody, melody, harmonization. Shells, melody. There is no melody on the C minor on beat three, so I'm just going to play that alone, just the shells. Melody, melody, harmonization. Melody, harmonization. 7-3, melody. Melody, harmonization. Shells, melody, bass note. Shells and bass note, there is no melody. Melody, melody, shells and melody. That's your first benchmark. You should be able to flip open to any ballad, play the melody with shells below the melody, single note, left-hand bass notes. Remember, this C3 here is your breaking point for playing bass notes. You never want to play bass notes above this point. Always keep your bass notes in your left hand below C3. You should be able to open to any ballad and play shells underneath your melody in a simple way. And if you can't do that, then honestly, that's the first thing you should be working at in solo piano. The very, very first thing. That's it. Don't worry, the slow swing and medium swing will come later. Okay, there are different approaches, but this is going to be really your first priority. Step number two, there's only two benchmarks in this particular goal. If you have the goal of playing solo piano, I'm only giving you two benchmarks. The second benchmark, if you can do that, is to add the fifth of the chord to your voicing. So instead of just shells in my right hand, I'm going to now create a four-note harmonization, and I'm going to add the fifth in my right hand. I'm going to create a much thicker harmonization by doing this. So now it sounds like this. Melody, melody, harmonization. Now when there is no melody, instead of just the shells here like over the C minor 7, I'm going to now add the fifth to this. Okay? Then I'm going to keep going. You see how much I've thickened this arrangement up just by adding one note? No melody here. 3-5-7. Again, no melody here, 3-5-7. Now, if you can play ballads this way, honestly, you are like 95% of the way there playing solo piano. And I've only showed you two of the most simple, achievable steps in solo piano that you've probably ever seen in your entire life, right? Everyone's trying to teach you. You know, all the stuff, you don't need that. You don't need that, right? And this is one of the reasons that students start to get so off track, right? they literally turn the compass like due 50 degrees west and start sailing for like days, weeks, months, and then they've never reached their destination because they're so far off track, right? Just focus on the simple things that are going to achieve the results that you want based on these benchmarks, okay? Two benchmarks, shells, and then your next benchmark, adding the fifth. Okay, so just two. So we have six. I've gone over six benchmarks now. Four for goal number one. If your goal is comping or playing in a band or accompanying an instrumentalist or vocalist, focus on that. Four of those benchmarks. If your goal is solo piano, focus on those two benchmarks, right? Guaranteed, a lot of you, I see this all the time with my students. Oh, I can do that. I can do that. Can you though? Can you? I challenge you to open up to any ballad, put the metronome on, play with a metronome on, and play through that ballad flawlessly, flawlessly at that metronome, keeping time and applying the exact strategy that I've just given you to any ballad. I challenge you. Now, if you can do that, I'll take your word for it, but most of the time, students are drastically overestimating their abilities to be able to pull these things off. And that's another reason that students tend to not see as much progress as they want to, because they're drastically overestimating what they can and cannot do. In their mind, it's set, oh yeah, I can do this. And then they go and try and do it, and it's not there. It's not as good as it needs to be. Goal number three, improvisation. Here we go. Three benchmarks for improvisation to finish us off to make our 10 benchmarks. The first benchmark for improvisation is you should be able to open up to any tune in the real book, any chart, and be able to improvise with all the chord tones in that particular chart. I'll take Have You Met Miss Jones again. You don't need your left hand for any of this. Your left hand and right hand are independent of each other. They are two separate skill sets. They are two separate methodologies and approaches that I teach. If I teach your left hand strategies to you and then your right hand strategies, then we would put them together, right? Just having your left hand and right hand go at it at the same time, if you're a beginner, even an intermediate player, without knowing what your left hand is supposed to be doing, it's a equation for disaster, okay? Here we go. Chord tones, Have You Met Miss Jones. I'm just gonna solo with my chord tones through Have You Met Miss Jones. Your chord tones are the four notes in every single chord. One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. I've gone as far as I need to. Essentially, I used all chord tones. I didn't make a single mistake, okay? Not to toot my own horn, right? But this is your benchmark. I can open up to any tune and I can create a solo that sounds decent. It sounds pretty decent, right? And all I'm using is chord tones. And again, simplicity, testing your abilities with simple, simple steps is the road to success. Okay, remember that. That is very, very important. Very important. The next step is to be able to connect our chord tones with what I call the glue notes, because in a scale that corresponds to a chord, improv scales, modes, so on and so forth, the scale is made up of your chord tones already. So you already have four, okay, of the seven notes that you need. All we're missing is just three extra notes. So now we want to be able to connect our chord tones to add fluidity and scale our motion. Otherwise, it's going to sound all like skips. Improvisation is made up of skips and steps. We need a way to connect our lines so that they can sound fluid and smooth. And that's where scalar motion comes in with the use of steps. So now I'm going to add the rest of my notes in my chord scale. I am in the key of F. Okay, I'm not going to go too deep into harmony and theory here, but I'm going to be adding G, B flat, and D. Those are the three notes from the F major scale, and they're going to allow me to connect my four chord tones together. So technically, you should be able to use your chord scales and improvise diatonically while still landing on chord tones on the downbeat of one for every measure through the tune. Okay, I'll do this slowly so you can see this in action. When I get to some of my chords that are outside the key of F, I'm going to be adjusting my chord scale. So I'm going to play a mixolydian scale here. I'm not going to get into that, but again, you should be able to do this as well. One, two, a one, two, three, four, seven, five, one, 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 three, three, five, one, one, five, three, seven, three, 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 three. Okay. So I was calling out the chord tones I was landing on the downbeat of one on every single chord. Now, all the connection that you heard in the scalar motion moving up and down was all steps. I didn't use any skips. I think I used skips when I was resolving into the chord tone. So I might have gone F. Let me see a good example. So like when I got to the G from the D7, right here, my four chord tones from the D7, when I was leading into my G minor, I went something like that, right? So I used essentially a hybrid of a bebop approach to get me into the chord tone, but it was still within the scale. So you should be able to open up, again, benchmark number two, you should be able to open up to any jazz standard, no matter how fast, how slow it is, and be able to improvise using the chord scales, okay, with no fancy stuff, no altered scale, no whole tone scale, no blues scale, no half whole scale, no diminished scale, no reharms, no bebop approach notes, nothing. Just a pure essence of improv, the purest essence of improv, right? Chord tones, scalar motion, moving up and down. That's it, landing on a chord tone every time you hit beat one of the new chord. Okay, and the final benchmark, benchmark number 10, is going to be creating a solo with the use of bebop approaches, any bebop approaches, with the first two steps that I just outlined. So now, what I'm going to do is create a solo with the use of bebop approaches. Now, bebop approaches allow us to add tension to our improv. Right now, everything I'm playing is diatonic, meaning it's all within one key. It's all within the key. There's no tension and release. So bebop approach notes give us tension and then release into a chord tone. So my solo might go... Right, so you can kind of start to hear like I'm moving out and then in, out and in. So I'm going to create a solo now. I'm going to show you what it's going to sound like, and I'm going to add my bebop approaches now, okay? It's going to sound significantly more like a bebop solo in this case. One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. So now it actually starts to sound like bebop. I was using very simple bebop approaches. And again, I was using steps one and two, chord tones and scalar motions. Again, benchmark number three, be able to open up to any tune or just a simple progression. Like a progression is a step into tunes. Like if you can do this over progressions, then guess what? Tunes are just random combinations of progressions. That's all they are. Okay, with different melodies. If you can do this over progressions, then you can do it over tunes, but essentially your benchmark is to really be able to open up to any tune and do what I just did with ease, without anxiety, without hesitation, and kind of really understand how you can put a solo together. No left hand, your right hand improv is all I'm talking about right now. Okay, eventually we get to improv strategies in our left hand. But again, just to recap the 10 strategies before I let you go, goal number one, how to comp in a band, accompany a vocalist. Right hand rootless voicings, left hand bass notes, Have You Met Miss Jones. No reharms, no passing chords, nothing. Simple reharms, just rhythms. Goal number two, adding one note to our left hand to create 1 and 7, 1 and 3, or 1 and 10 in our left hand now. I'm adding one note. My right hand is still playing rootless voicings. My left hand is adding one note. It's going to be the 7, the 3rd, or the 10. Here we go. 1, 2, a 1, 2. I'll slow, 1, I'll slow it down a little bit. 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. A couple mistakes in there. That was my fault. I didn't use a rootless voicing on the D7, and actually that should have been a D minor 7 actually, so that's my bad in general. But for the most part, pretty flawless, okay? I am human. Goal number 3, drop 2s. Again, one of the most advanced things you can do, be able to open up to any tune, use your drop 2s, voice lead, comp through just using drop 2s. 1, 2, 3, 4. Drop 2s with your right hand rootless voicings. The voicing you're using is your rootless voicing in your right hand. You're using in a drop 2 arrangement of your rootless voicing. Benchmark number 4, octaves, left hand and right hand, left hand rootless voicings. 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. So on and so forth. Okay, 4 benchmarks. Goal number 2, solo piano. Melody with shells underneath, left-hand bass notes. When there is no melody, shells with bass notes by itself. Shells and melody. Shells without any melody. Bass note. Bass note, shells, melody. When there is no melody, shells and bass note by itself. Any tune. Benchmark, next benchmark for solo piano, adding the 5 to create a 4-note harmonization. When there is no melody, 5, 3, and 7. Okay, 2 benchmarks for solo piano. That's it, guys. We're up to 6 benchmarks. Is that right? Yes. Okay. Oh, wait. Did I skip one? I think I skipped one. Let me see. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I did skip one. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So the one benchmark I did want to give you in solo piano, let's go back here because I said 10. I said 10. I'm missing one. My goodness. I can't count, but I can play jazz piano. The next benchmark here is going to be the addition of your left hand when it's going to be using 1 and 10 or 1 and 7 or single note bass note alone. So 1 and 10, 1 and 7 or single note bass note alone. Okay, so 3 solo piano benchmarks. I'm so sorry, that's my fault. Again, I am human. Now, we're gonna take our 4-note harmonization. When we have the room to add in a 10th, I'm gonna add in the 10th. If the 10th is, you know, kind of getting too high, or I do have room to, or it's kind of overtaking my right hand, I will play a 7th. Or if my melody gets too low, I'm only going to play a single note bass note. So the melody, where the melody is, dictates whether I'm using single note bass note, 1 and 7, 1 and 10. Here we go. 10. Okay, 10. Again, here, my 10 is this note here, right, with my harmonization. So I'm not going to play a 10 there. I'm just going to play a single note bass note. 10 here because I can fit it in. 10 here. 1 and 7 here because, again, a 10 would be on my right-hand harmonization. See that? Okay. Single note bass note because I'm getting too low. The melody is getting too low here, so I'm just going to use single note bass notes. Otherwise, it's going to be muddy. Single note bass note. Single note bass note. Single note bass note still. It's back to my 10th. 1 and 7. Sorry. And then single note, bass note. So where the melody is and what my right hand is playing is dictating. It's literally telling my left hand what to do. If I have space to play the 10th and it's not overcumbering like my right hand, it's not overtaking my right hand, I'm going to play the 10th. If the 10th, again, if I'm kind of more up in this middle range register, I'm going to play 1 and 7. Again, I wouldn't play 1 and 10 here because it's going to be landing on the arrangement that we are working on systematically. And then as the melody gets too low, then I'm only going to use single note bass notes for especially this part. I don't need more than that. My right hand's doing all the work. Okay? Phew. I was like, wait, that is not 10 steps. Okay, here we go. 8, 9, and 10 for improvisation, right? Chord tones. Soloing with chord tones. Have you met Mr. Jones? 1, 2, 3, 4. Very easy. Benchmark number 2 for your improvisation goal, connecting your chord tones with scalar motion. A little bit slower. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 1, 3, 3, 1. That was 1 and then 3. I had a brain meltdown there. Connecting, and then finally bebop approaches. Now I'm using bebop approaches to add to my solo. 1, 2, 3, 4. I was adding an exaggerated amount of bebop approaches so you could really hear the ins and outs, like when I went outside of the key, then back in, outside of the key, then back in. Okay, very exaggerated with the use of lots of bebop approaches. That's your final benchmark. All right. Again, the purpose of this particular podcast for all the students out there watching is to be able to assess your ability in the 3 most coveted, most desired goals that I've seen over my past 25 years of teaching by students. No matter what goal you have, no matter who I've taught, every single student comes to me and they say 1 of 3 things. I want to learn how to accompany someone or play in a band. I want to know how to play solo piano, or I want to learn how to improvise. Now, within each one of those goals, you have different skill sets, you have different abilities, you have different things you need to work on. So when you understand what your goal and your approach is, when you understand what your target is, what your focus is, then you can know the exact practice exercises, the exact things you need to do on a daily basis to go forward in the direction that you need to go in, instead of drifting off and learning McCoy licks or Herbie lines or this cool altered voicing or a double diminished voicing, right? That stuff is very miscellaneous to your goal, right? It's a very miscellaneous and probably 1% of your journey to get you to the place that you want to be. The fundamentals and the bulk of learning that's going to get you to the place that you want to be, goal 1, 2, or 3, and be able to accomplish that and execute that in a professional way is not that stuff. It's these fundamental benchmarks that when you use them and assess where your abilities are going to tell you, oh, okay, this is what I need to learn. This is what I need to work on. Now, I haven't given you that yet. I haven't given you what you need to work on. I've just told you about the benchmarks that are going to allow you to decide and see where you're at. And then I'm going to give you the steps to tell you what you need to learn all throughout December to make your progress come to you much faster, because when you focus in on these exercises, right, you're going to be going directly towards your target. You're not going to be going over here. You're not going to be going over here, right, trying to learn something that's completely out of your way, you know, to get you to your goal. You just don't know. I don't blame you. You don't know what you don't know. And a lot of times students are, the internet has exacerbated this problem. And the internet, when you go on, you're seeing all these things that look like the thing you should be learning, and they're intriguing for sure, but it's like they're sirens, right? They're sirens on the ocean that are calling you and saying, come learn me, right? This is cool. This is going to be helpful. When in actuality, it's like the teeniest little part of the puzzle that doesn't get you 80% of the way there, right? And then you think about all these 1% that you're moving around and trying to learn. And eventually you've kind of zigzagged back and forth, pretty much left and right, and never even gone forward for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a month, 3 months. Can you imagine going forward in a straight line for 3 months? 90 days? Which is what my live accelerator program is, by the way. Because I give you the exact steps you need in the exact moment to let you go straight forward to your goal for 90 days straight. Can you imagine that? Because what I see students doing is going on the internet, looking at a YouTube video, buying a book, buying a DVD, buying a course that they think is in the right moment for them, and zigzagging back and forth. They go left, then they go right. They go left, and they go right. And by the time they know it, you know, they spent 90 days just zigzagging back and forth, going left and right, and they never made any true progress forward. Use these benchmarks, everyone, to decide and discern where you're at in your playing, and then I'm going to give you the next steps. I'm going to give you what you should practice and help you plan for 2024 through this upcoming month of December. My name is Brendan Lowe. Don't forget to check out Jazz Piano School. Again, we have a lot of holiday promotions going on for all the courses, all the education, the membership. My live accelerator program is open for enrollment. There are lots of spots left. I would say, I think 17 out of 20 people, maybe less at the time that you're watching this, but I'm not sure. That is a customized lesson program with me and my staff that helps teach you and guide you through all the education. So with that being said, have a fantastic day and happy practice.